Orla Perk Bay's Mishnah Yudalad. Sor shall Truma Vishal Kileha Kerem should Naflu Lesoich Isa. So you have a sor of Truma and Kileha Kerem that fell into dough. Loi Bezeka de Lechametz, Veloi Bezeka de Lechametz. So each sor, whether it's Truma or Kileha Kerem, each one of them did not have enough to be Mechametz the dough. Vinitstarfu Vichimsu, but together they were Mitstarfu Mechametz the dough. Osir Lezorim, so it's Osir to non Kohanim. This is the Chacham Lishitasim that they say that if you have one species, so let's say this is wheat sor. But there's different shemas, there's different isurim. You have kilei kerem and shruma, it's mitzdarif. Umutr la kohanim. But the kohanim it's mutter, because there's only one isur to kohanim. That's the isur of kilei kerem. Shruma, a kohen's allowed to eat. And we know the chum is also l'shitasam, that zev zegarim is mutter. That you had saor of truma, which is mutter, and you have the saor of kilei kerem, which is asur. Zev zegarim, they both were garim, the dough to leaven, and that's mutter. Zev zegarim is mutter. Rabbi Shimon matur lezorim v'lakohanim. However, Rabbi Shimon matters both for non-kohanim and kohanim. Why for a non-kohen? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you always need two things to be mitzdarif. You need the same min and also the same iser. And since it's two different isurim, it's not mitzdarif according to Rabbi Shimon.